This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How to maintain ourselves, especially in crises, in these times of crisis as well. We see people going on social media, Facebook and Twitter, and just, mashallah, somebody is so emotional, they need to get it out. You know what? We'll go to Facebook and we'll just start taking it out on our page. We'll go on Twitter, but Twitter only gives us 160 letters. Now, Facebook is unlimited. So we go and we start pouring our heart. Yeah. Who said Facebook was a place for you to pour your heart? Firstly. Secondly, you're pouring your heart and other misguided people or misinformed people are going to see what you say and add fuel to the fire. Help you in a view that you have that might not be correct, or a behavior that you have that is not ideal, or a habit that you have that is not from the Islamic morals, manners and etiquettes, like generalizing, going and say the Jews are like this and so on and so forth. Somebody will say yes, and they'll probably say something worse than you. So what you've done is now opened a platform for other people to make mistakes, right? We said we shouldn't be emotions. Yes, it's human nature to be emotional, but what did we say? We keep our emotions in check using our mind. And we keep our minds in check using the Sharia. The mind, the intellect, is used behind the screen of the Sharia. Is that clear? This is what Iman necessitates. Right? So we shouldn't do this. Stop going and voicing opinion in a non-academic forum. Facebook is social media. It's for you to go and hang out. Not for you to go discuss theology. Unless you're discussing it with the right people. You have a group of people who understand the principles of the Quran and the Sunnah, and when you go astray or make a mistake, they can correct you, not help you in going astray and go more astray themselves. So be careful, brothers and sisters. We must be careful. We must ensure that we are people that plant good seeds. Never ever plant seeds of misguidance, because if we cause people to become lost, the sin of them becoming lost also comes back to us. If you instigate a haram, everybody who does haram because of that which you instigated, you will get a share of it. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. We don't want to carry the burden of other people's mistakes. So we should be extra cautious not to do that which gives credence and a foundation to people making mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Ameen. We should be people that come with the voice of reason. We should be people that come with sanity, with clarity, with common sense amidst confusion. Why? Because we have what I told you yesterday, that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind as a means of our guidance. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّ بَعْدِي أَبَدًا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي لَن تَضِلُّ بَعْدِي أَبَدًا. You will never, ever, ever go astray, irrespective of which century you are in and irrespective of circumstance. If you hold steadfast to these two sources, which are these two sources? The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We are not people of emotion.